We'll go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Log Talk Radio.
Last night I saw a lunar eclipse in the sky, and something happened in my mind's eye. I saw you in a whole different light. Clearly, really, it's not that I want you to change. It's more that I want you to stay the same.
Oh, and I want you to stay right there with me for the next hour. I'm Bonnie D. Graham, A.K.A. Curly Red, Red, Red. Here we are. Beautiful sunshine here in Durham, North Carolina. We're entering our second day of mid-90-degree temperatures, and the local weather forecast says we're in for a couple of more, so keeping the A.C. on. This is my little corner of the world on Monday nights. We call ourselves Read My Lips Radio. Turned on the Reverend Dr. Wynne Henderson's open. I've opened his mic, so Wynne, you're on, but don't say anything yet. We're going to do the official Read My Lips welcome. So, Kate Papkin and Larry Bradley, such a pleasure speaking with both of you. You're both so articulate and calm and passionate about your topic. I really, truly enjoyed this. I learned a lot. Larry, you just calmed me down. What can I tell you?
Wonderful.
But if I get too calm, nobody will know whose show it is if I get too calm. So, no, this used to be Bonnie and No. Used to be Bonnie, and now welcome to Read My Lips. It's like, where did she go? Bring her back. I can hear Laura Legg saying, where did you put my friend? Anyway, we're going to now do a little exercise. I will count to three. Thank you both. I really appreciate this. I'm going to count to three, and we're going to do our best to say together after three, welcome Reverend Dr. Wynne Henderson. Kate, are you ready for this? I know this is a big challenge for you. You ready for this?
I am ready.
After coaching and leading a real estate staff of 250, I think you can handle this. And Larry, I think with all your professionalism, you can do it too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Welcome. Reverend Dr. Wynne Henderson. Well, that was better than I thought. Wynne, you have been officially welcome to Read My Lips. How are you? Wynne, I'm going to call you Wynne, if I may. How are you, Wynne?
I'm doing good, Bonnie, and thank you, Kate and Larry.
Wynne, I would like you to chat with Kate and Larry for just a couple of minutes. Any questions, any comments? I know they mentioned relationships and getting along and bad relationships being a stressor, and that's part of what you and I are going to speak about in the next half hour. But go ahead, speak to them, Wynne. Any questions or comments? Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I got from listening to them was that stress is the leading cause of disease. And I interviewed Deepak Chopra a number of years back, and he told me that anger, which is one of the stressful things in people's lives, is one of the most important causes of diseases. So get rid of your anger. There's a lot of ways of doing that, and you'll live a lot longer.
Absolutely.
I think that's a good tip. That's good hack. Larry, anything you want to say back to Wynne for his comment, and then Kate?
Yes, I was recently reading on Dr. Chopra. I'm a fan and have been. He actually said that in this segment I was listening to, just in the last month, he said 95% of disease is stress. Only 5% is gene mutation.
Mm.
And the Ayurvedic Journal of Medicine says that disease is nothing more than undigested anger.
Wow. Wow. And we all know that the clinical definition of depression is anger turned inward toward yourself. We don't have to go into that, but that's another type of anger, is anger we take out on ourselves internally that never does any good for anybody. Thank you for that, Larry. Kate, any comments on what Wynne said before I move on?
Yeah, I just want to add that it's not like before all this happened, I was like this incredibly angry, aggressive person, right? So I think sometimes we don't realize what we're harboring. And to me, like, I literally remember saying to one of my girlfriends, like, I casually, I said, oh, I'll deal with all that stuff if anything ever happens to me, knowing that I wasn't making the best choices in some ways. And sure enough, like a big knock on the head, you know, a year later, it happened. And so we're here to help people understand, you know, don't be that person and wait for a life-changing event in order to take the steps that are within your control to change your life. And that's really kind of what it
boils
down to.
Thank you, Kate. Words of wisdom coming from somebody who's been there and done that. Kate and Larry, shall I put you on mute so you can talk behind the scenes while you're listening to Win's segment? Because I'm going to bring you back at around 20 minutes. So would you like me to mute your line, or do you want me to leave you open? Okay. I'll mute you. Don't you dare go away, though, because I'll find you. I want you here for the closing of the show. So I'm muting your line here. Okay. Kate Papkin and Larry Bradley will be back. Reverend Dr. Win Henderson, officially welcome to Read My Lips Radio. Win, you have written more than 40 books. Tell me how that process started. When did you decide to start writing and why? Give me a little background, please.
Well, I believe it was back in 1980, and I was an emergency room physician, and I wrote a book about how to take care of some of your problems at home without coming in to see me. That was the first one.
Interesting. Now, Win, that was before self-publishing, wasn't it? That was before everybody was writing a book with the story of their life every couple of months. And I say that with gratitude because I have a lot of self-told stories in the books I review here, the books that I welcome their authors on Read My Lips Radio. But that was before the craze of let's everybody just sit down and write a book tonight. So do you feel like you were a maverick, shall we say, on the frontier of, because 40 books is a lot of volumes. So did you feel that you were starting something, or you just had a lot of books in you and you needed to express them? What was the motivation?
Well, I think the motivation was that I want to help people, and I can help them in a number of different ways. And back then, you could publish your own book. I wrote one on how to solve the problem of obesity and hunger and starvation with one plan that wouldn't cost anybody any money and would wipe out or significantly decrease that. I got the idea for the book. I wrote it in 24 hours. I published it at home, and I sold the first copy to my mother before the 24 hours were up.
I want to say bravo, bravo, bravo. That's quite a story. That's what I wanted to know, because we didn't talk about that at the summit. Very impressive. So you're a guy who has good information, a good heart, you want to help people, and you just sit down and get it done. So I say congratulations and bravo on that. Now, you're an MD, and you're an ordained minister. You were a medical doctor first, am I correct? And what made you want to pursue becoming a minister? Was it during your MD career or after? Just give us a little timeline, and then we're going to talk about intimate connections next. So give me a little more background, Win.
When I was 16, my mother was talking to me about what I was going to do with my life. And I asked her for advice, and I said, what would you like for me to be when I grow up? And she said, well, I would like for you to either be a doctor or minister. And being 16, I thought, man, that's an easy choice. Being a doctor is so much more fun than preaching. So I did that first part of my life. And then when she was old and getting ready to pass on, I became a minister to make that rest of that come true in her lifetime.
Wow. Thank you. I'm prone to tears tonight with all the stories. Thank you very much for sharing that. Now, let's talk about intimate connections. You've come up with a process called SOCITT. Did I pronounce it right? SOCIT, or how do you pronounce it, or do you?
Socket. You know, like on that.
Socket. Old, I like that. Like socket to me, socket to me, socket to me.
So it's stream of consciousness, I like that. Intimacy, truth training. And I came up with this psychological hack, and what it means is that if two people are trying to converse, talking, are they in the same room or they're on the telephone, doesn't make any difference, they can say, we're going to make a contract with each other for a period of time, either while we're on this call, for a month, forever, whatever. When anything comes to our consciousness, when it's streamed to our consciousness, we are going to tell the truth, bring it to the surface so that the other person can understand what we're thinking. And that makes all the difference in the world to getting to a real intimate connection with somebody.
Wynn, how many people do you think have the maturity or the braveness, maybe the word is bravado, to actually do this? Because it takes transparency, it takes integrity. These are terms you use in the book. Who can get through this? It sounds like it's more honesty than a lot of people are willing to put into a relationship. So do you talk people into this? Do you teach this? How do you share this information besides just with the book?
Well, when I wrote this book, it was before I got into the idea of in the romantic relationships on the internet, which is blooming, that millions of people are getting scammed and losing their savings, their money in their bank accounts and everything. With what I was talking about in that first part of the book, it didn't really have to do with internet scammers. But now I've come on and I'm bringing this into it. So you have to be able to, somehow or the other, try to intuit whether the person that you're talking to is honest, is transparent, is not in what they're doing for manipulation, but actually has a good heart and wants a long-term relationship. So the first part, the book that's already been produced, tells you how to do that. And then within a month, I'll have an e-book out, which then I will incorporate with this book so that we can find out, is this person that I met online a scammer wanting to do me in or not? And if not, then we are back to the situation of, is this person trying to get an advantage of me somehow or the other, manipulate me, do something to me? And it's hard to know that sometimes. I've given direction in the book on how possibly you find out, but let me say that your gut is the best answer. If you feel in your gut that something is wrong, remember, there are close to 8 billion people. That means 4 billion people of the opposite gender that you could pick from. So why waste your time with this one? Go on. Move on. You've got 4 billion other opportunities.
You are an optimist, my friend. You are an optimist. As somebody of the, I'm somewhat of a veteran of the online dating wars, and I use the word wars advisedly, and you just wouldn't believe, maybe you would, Wynn, maybe you would, what I've seen, what I've met, who, it just boggles the mind, the experiences, what people say, what they do, just unbelievable. And I believe it because been there, done that. Maybe I'll write a book eventually. So I want to go through the 5 questionnaires that are part of this socket. I love the way you pronounce it, socket. Wish I had known that before I started. Now, you have one on exploring general information, and I'm going to read a couple of points from that. Then one on exploring emotional traits. The third one is exploring spiritual beliefs. The fourth questionnaire is determining your love definition. That's a difficult one. And number 5 is physical and sexual preferences. So, Wynn, I know you have a scoring system on compatibility, and you rate the score of the other person 1 for not compatible, 2 for maybe, and 3 for yes, this looks good. And then I believe you say if you do the first questionnaire and you have a 1 or a really low score, there's no point in going on. Tell me, did I interpret that correctly, or why shouldn't you go on to 2, 3, 4, and 5 anyway?
Well, the situation is that if any of these segments scores down very low, it's going to be difficult for the two people to stay together for a long period of time. Psychologists have told us that the higher your compatibility, the more connection you have, the more things that you have in common, the more likely you are to have a long-term relationship. And if, for example, spiritual part, if you're totally not compatible, one person is a born-again Christian, one person is an atheist, how far do you think that relationship is going to go? So in any of these things, no matter where you start, general, spiritual, emotional, physical, whatever, if you find that you're way down on the scale, it's better to go on to another person, wish that person well, so they hope they find somebody that's a good match for them, and go on, and not spend your time with it.
Okay, now I'm looking at the general information phase number one, the first questionnaire, and first question is one that's asked in basically on most dating sites, what type of relationship are you seeking? But you go into more detail. You say marriage, long-term romantic commitment with or without marriage, so you're not set on marriage, it's not a requirement. Three is casual dating without sexual benefits. Four is casual dating with sexual benefits. And five is friends only. And then that's interesting because that's pretty much a basic of what are your relationship goals. Then you say things you want, need, must have, or are match builders, your top five. And here's the one I want to get to. Number three is things you do not like, you cannot stand, or are match breakers. So would that match breaker possibly be when not my religion or not my political whatever you want to call it, not my political preferences or not my friends' preferences. What would you see people putting in here that could stop the whole thing right at number three? Do you think this is where it all comes together or it all falls apart right away?
Well, I know with that particular question, my number one answer to that, an absolute matchbreaker for me, is if you're a smoker. I don't want...
You know what? That's one of mine, too. I agree.
Yeah. So I don't want the person that I'm trying to have a relationship with to die in 10 years from lung cancer or from chronic obstructive lung disease. I just will go on and pick somebody that's not a smoker.
And you know, Wynn, the other part of that is I dated and actually got engaged to a smoker who promised he would quit. Yeah, right, Bonnie, I've got a bridge to sell you. And he had cigarettes and ashtrays all over the house. He was a serial smoker, a chain smoker. Everything smelled from smoke. Wynn, and I know there's ample research about the effects of secondhand smoke, so it's not just the person getting sick and dying, but you could just by being around it. But it was an ugly habit, and I lived in his house for, I think about 8 months, and everything reeked from cigarettes, including my clothes and everything I had. So I can see that one. What would your number two be on deal breakers, match breakers, Wynn?
Well, I don't know if it's two, but in my top list is people that are not loyal. They will stab you in the back for their own personal gain, and those people are called sociopaths. And they're narcissistic, and they're out for themselves, and it doesn't make any difference whether you are a friend, a lover, a parent, a grandparent, whatever. If they want something, you're going to suffer because they're going to try to get it and they're going to be disloyal to you.
Now, let me ask you a question. Would anybody in their right mind, and take that please under advisement, fill out a questionnaire and saying, my match builder is, it would not put it down or say, yes, I'm an honest person and admit that they're a sociopath. Who would put that down? I'm going to stab you in the back. I'm going to lie and cheat and steal and make you the victim of everything I need. So how would you use this questionnaire to find that out? How would it come out, Wynn?
Well, I would be talking to that person, whether they're in Japan or down the road on the telephone, and I'm going to be telling them what my deal breakers are. And I'm going to list 6, 7, whatever I've got. And I'm going to try to get into a discussion about how they feel about those. Would they be deal breakers for them? And, you know, people, if they have a secondary agenda, they're going to lie to you. But you can also sense that they're lying to you while you're talking to them.
Okay, very, very interesting. I like the way you're going with this. We just have about 2 minutes until I bring Kate and Larry on because I know they're going to want to talk to you. Let's see. Okay, here's something interesting. Personal opinions and mindset. Number 7, how do you see yourself? Rate each personality type by circling a number on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is not at all me, and 10 is definitely me. So 1 is a bad girl or a bad boy or a bad girl, potentially dangerous but thrilling to be around. That's number 1. You have 1, the adventurer, fun, exciting to be with, always trying something new. You have the lover, someone who's sensual, sexy, and makes my lover feel that way too. Number 4 is an artist, painter, sculptor, poet, musician, writer. 5 is financial success. You can provide a luxurious lifestyle. Interesting for both the man and the woman to fill this out. Sugar daddy, sugar mama. You give what the other wants and caters to their every whim. Regular guy or girl, loyal, stable, has an 8 to 5 job. I'm glad you didn't put 9 to 5. A brainiac, a nurturer, a gentleman or gentlewoman, a homebody. Very interesting. How did you pick this list? Because I find these very intriguing, Wynn. How did you come up with these for your list?
Well, I guess from life experience, I've met all those kind of people, and if any of those particular things were very divergent, you're a 1, they're a 10, that's serious business.
Mm-hmm.
Better not think about trying to push this relationship.
Interesting. I wish we had more time to cover more. Do you want to give me any parting thoughts? I'm going to turn on the line for it. Larry and Kate, your line is live, but I want to have Wynn do a quick summary. Wynn,
okay.
Do you feel that people would really be able to get that integrity level that you're looking for with doing all 5 questionnaires? Should you do all 5 even if there's a sticking point on 1 or 2?
Well, you add them all up and see where you're at. So if you're 99% connected on all 5 of them, then you're in great shape. But let me quickly say that following up on this book, the e-book, which will be out in a month, is going to let you
mm-hmm.
about those criminals out there in the world. I go into Africa, I get their names and pictures and how they try to scam you, and by reading my book, you can hear the stories of what they're going to give you. And if you hear that story, you know automatically you're being scammed. So in this book, we're going to try to inform the world, America particularly, about what to look out for and how to get away from it as quickly as possible. The book's called The Definitive Guide to Recognizing and Avoiding Romantic Relationship Scammers and Catfishers.
Thank you. And I bet the Nigerian bank scam is mentioned in your book. Am I right?
Yeah, well, I had a Nigerian gold scammer after me just yesterday. He sent me a nice picture of a whole pile of gold bars, or at least they look like gold bars.
Ooh.
And he said, we had some problems getting out of the country. We've got to have a little money.
Yes,
and do that.
Yes.
You give us the money, we'll give you half the gold. Well,
that's a better one than usual. I need to have Kate Babkin and Larry Bradley chime in because we got 6 minutes till the end. Kate, Larry, say hello to Wynn again, and please, any comments or questions you'd like to ask, let's focus first on the relationship questionnaires. Kate, anything? Larry, go ahead.
Sure. Hi, Wynn. Thank you for sharing all that. That was very, very intriguing. So one of my questions is, I've had a lot of friends successfully do online dating and unsuccessfully do online dating. And so my question to you is, with how prevalent that has become, like, what role do you see the questionnaires and the books playing into today's online world?
Well, the first thing is that you have to differentiate between a corporate scammer, that's somebody in the organization in Africa that is using a name, has got a story scam going, and is catfishing some beautiful woman for pictures and everything. And once you can eliminate that, then you're back to what I wrote about previously. You're talking to a person, and you're more relax, because if they're scamming you, they're not scamming you from a professional point of view. They're scamming you from what you could get scammed if you met somebody at church. And so we have to differentiate the bad, bad scammers, the criminals that do it as an organized job every day and know how to do it so well, as opposed to somebody that just wants to manipulate you, perhaps into marriage, perhaps into financial gain or whatever, but two different types of scammers.
Thank you, Wynn. Larry, you have any questions for Wynn? We have time for just one more quick one.
I do. Doctor, on the questionnaires, so people and obviously relationships are dynamic and changing. Do you recommend that once you've done it, that you revisit it periodically?
I recommend that the person that's reading the book writes in their answers as they go along, so that when they are discussing this with the other person, it doesn't take forever to do it. You can't think of, what's my answer? You sit down first and you write your answers. And those are your answers that are how you are today. Now, if you were to come back 6 weeks from now, something's changed, you white out that one and put in a different answer, because people do change their opinions.
Right.
Thank you very much, Wynn. That was a great question, Larry. You know what? It's time for us to go around the table quickly, and I'm going to give Wynn first dibs. Wynn, you just told us what your upcoming additional chapter, what your book on scammers is about. Anything else you want to talk about, Wynn, just briefly in 60 seconds on where you're going to be, any book signings, the next book coming up after that? Go ahead. This is called Shameless Self-Promotion. Reverend Dr. Wynn Henderson, go ahead.
Okay, what I want the listeners to understand is I am doing this book on scamming that's going to tie into the other book later on. But I will give you this ebook as I am writing it if you would like to see what the newest thing is. And all you have to do is send your name and email address to me at wynn@wynnhenderson.com. That's a W-I-N-N, wynn@wynnhenderson.com. And ask to be put on that list, and I will send you that every time that I update it until I get it finished, okay? And the other thing is, my most important thing that I do is solve the problem of addiction. My book is called Freedom from Addiction, the number 3. You can get it at Amazon, or you can go to the website, freedomfromaddiction3.com, and it will tell you how to get to my podcast, which is 60 or 70 programs that you can hear about all kinds of addictions and what to do about them. It's absolutely free from iTunes. So go over
thank
to my
you,
website.
Thank you, Wynn. I've got to give some time to Larry and Kate. We're out of time. We're ending in 30 seconds. So thank you very much. Larry and Kate, one of you take it. Who's wants to talk about what's next for you? Larry or
yes,
Kate?
Yes, sure. Kate, the book's coming out in September. We'd love to share our 10, now that we know it's 11, you can use to put your immune system on steroids. So email us at win@stackyourowndeck.com, or you can call us at 855-545-4668.